from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Miss Allie Mack is on the hot seat. Atlanta radio legend, we're going to call her, and she deserves that title. Big fan of everything you've done. You are now, Miss Grant McCauley, you actually came in this morning and having an interesting conversation about date night. That Grant set up just an awesome date night. I thought this was incredible to hear.
It was straight out of the movies, and clearly we are newlyweds. I mean, we got married in November, so right. It was a couple weeks
Both
ago.
Said the ceremony was beautiful.
It was. We had a waterfall. Yep. Did you love the flowers at the ceremony?
Yep.
Because there were none. I did not see any flowers.
Got him.
I don't know. I just said yep. I was going to say
you can't say no.
I loved everything about your wedding because I'm just
back in
this
the corner.
Show.
You're not going to say no. Didn't like the flowers. Yeah, you're not going to say.
They were going to charge us $1,700 for those flowers. I was like, nah. We have a waterfall.
Well,
we're fine.
Yeah. They did have Yingling. I'm pretty positive. Okay. I remember drinking some Yingling.
We still have some if you want some.
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Just bring it all in.
Cheryl Yingling is a Bama grad. I'm friends with her, man. That's a good.
You know the funny thing about the wedding that they I show up and I go, I think I've been here before. Literally, 2001, no, about maybe 3 or something like that. My buddy got married there on a much hotter date. July 31st, he decided to get married there. Something like that. And you guys were such a cool wedding. And I was like, when at his wedding, I was standing there just sweating profusely.
Yeah.
So what was the date night like? Where did y'all go eat? And, you know, what was the vibe?
Well, it was a few weeks ago, straight out of a movie. Grant said, hey, I've got something planned for us. Wear your purple dress. We're going to do, I've already got it planned. I was like,
wear the purple dress.
I love it. Take charge, hubby.
Yes. So,
well, we ended up eating at Taqueria Tsunami in East Cobb, and then we went over to, and that was a decoy because we went all the way over to Doraville, and he took me to the Titanic exhibit because
the most Grant McCauley date ever.
But we are so made for each other because Grant loves Titanic documentaries. I, as a tween, went and saw Titanic 17 times. In the movie theater. So this was an exhibit.
I still have the double VHS set at my parents' house from the Titanic, man, because it was like a 4-hour movie.
It was, but this was a mix of like Titanic movie props and artifacts. So it was just perfect, and they basically had to kick us out because it was closing.
Now, does Grant or you dig into the conspiracy that that wasn't the actual Titanic ship that sank, that it was the sister ship, and that they had done it because they knew that they basically had an issue with the other ship, and they sent it out instead of the Titanic and said it was the Titanic. I've seen it on the internet before.
Well, that must mean it's true.
Exactly. This is new information to me. Same. So no, we are
never
not conspiracy theorists about the Titanic.
Never heard this.
Of all things.
I am a little bit of one.
I am curious. So you and Grant, obviously, there's a lot of Braves games going on in your house, especially when, you know, the Braves are on the road and Grant's locked in. We talked about him being a Rolodex. You personally, though, what kind of TV are we watching? Do you have a show going on right now, or what's your favorite show of all time?
Here's what I love is reality TV. I love to watch human behavior, so Real Housewives.
No!
Big Brother.
No!
However, our worlds are colliding because I'm Real Housewives of OC right now. Ryan, the boyfriend of one of the housewives, is in this Shohei Ohtani thing.
I didn't know that.
Mixed in, and this season is developing into a very interesting time.
Right now,
I'm sure my wife is locked in on that.
Right now, my wife is fist pumping in the car right now because she watches that.
Okay, we had a conversation, Mike and I, just full disclosure. And I said that you will have to watch every game that the Braves play when Grant is home. Is that true?
No, there's no way.
It's true.
I choose to, but listen,
if it's like the game the other night and it gets 7-0, then I'm going to go do some yoga do something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thing. And you were talking about being a runner. You're probably going to bed if you're waking up at 4 a.m. running or 5 a.m. running, whatever that is. So I'm actually shocked, though, that you got it in.
We at least start all the games together, yes.
All right, last thing here, and we'll get to a break. You said that you started kind of radio in Milledgeville, and you've been in a number of other cities. What other cities have you done radio in, or at least worked in, and what was your favorite one?
So I went to Mobile for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not go back there.
I'm from the area down there, from the Panhandle.
I did not go back there.
But I also worked in Vero Beach, South Florida. I mean, who couldn't love that more?
Yeah.
And Jacksonville was really cool, but I was there during the pandemic. So it was just a weird time to be there.
Yeah.
So when there's a chance to come home, I was like, you know what? Let's go back to Atlanta.
I tell you what, people either love or they hate Jacksonville. I mean, it's like some people are like, man, I really kind of liked it down. You go down to St. Augustine and you know some of the other places just south there, Ponte Vedra, and you can kind of have good weekends and stuff. And other people are like, man, Jacksonville's just nothing to do.
They do everything right. They set everything up. The little downtown area with the sports complex.
Right.
They have a bar roped around where you can have open container, all this stuff, and nobody goes. It is a Monday through Friday downtown.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's rough. District. Jacksonville Beach is really good area.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I've been down there to stay before.
Yep. All right, so we got to head to a break. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the craziness that came out on ESPN yesterday about the inside workings of the Atlanta Falcons. Jeremy Fowler has a source. I don't believe it, though. I'll tell you what was right and what was wrong from this ESPN article about those Atlanta Falcons coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.